Chapter 11. Ruth. Detective Farrow sat on the desk chair in Ruth's room at the Paramount Hotel. His partner, Karen Hernandez, remained standing. Sweat stuck Farrow's hair to his forehead, and Hernandez couldn't seem to raise her chin off her chest for more than a moment. Scott sat beside Ruth on the bed, one hand in Ruth's, the other around her shoulders. Scott had taken the call from Detective Farrow the day before to arrange the meeting. Ruth had already made a full statement from the hotel room, and she'd worked with a sketch artist who sat with her for an hour in the room afterwards, drawing a composite sketch. That was the last she'd heard from the police until yesterday. Today was the 14th of November, 2 months exactly since the attack.
"So, how have things been?"
asked Farrow. "Not good," said Ruth. "I get nightmares. I haven't had a good night's sleep since I woke up in the hospital. I'm anxious all the time."
"That's understandable. And have you been seeing any doctors lately?"
asked Farrow. Ruth knew what the detective really meant. He'd used the word doctors when he really meant shrink. "Not really. I haven't been able to see anyone regularly. I had one appointment. He put me on some meds," she said.
"I can give you a few recommendations," said Farrow.
"No, it's fine. I know a couple of therapists. I sold them their apartments. I don't want to see anyone at the moment. It's all so raw. Until you catch this guy, I just feel exposed. I don't leave this room, really." Farrow's eyebrows knotted together, and he asked,
"You haven't been out of this room since you checked out of the hospital? How long has it been?"
"Around 6 weeks," said Scott.
Look, Ruth, I really think you should see someone. We're concerned about you. There is a process every victim goes through. There's stages to it. It can be conquered, you know, with the right help."
"I'm fine," said Ruth, drawing her closed lips into a trembling smile.
"If you could leave some contacts or email them to me, we can take a look," said Scott.
"Good, great, I'll do that,"
said Farrow, sitting up straighter in the chair. As he did so, he winced slightly, reached round and held his back.
"We wanted to give you an update on the case. It's taken a while, but we have the forensic results. I'm afraid it's not good news. We were unable to find any forensic material that might have come from the perpetrator."
Ruth felt Scott's fingers tighten around her own. Farrow said nothing more. He just sat there with his big eyes gazing at Ruth.
"What about fingerprints or security camera footage, things like that?"
asked Scott. Hernandez was already shaking her head. "I'm afraid not. There are some cameras in the area. I'm afraid we didn't catch anything useful on them. What we've found is that the attack comes after a protracted period of surveillance. The first victim reported a tall man in a hood following her home from work. That report came in 5 weeks before that particular victim was attacked. It's likely he knew where the cameras were on the block and how to avoid them," said Hernandez.
"What do you have on this guy?"
said Scott, his voice rising. Farrow rubbed the stubble on his chin, then folded his arms. He looked at Scott and said,
"We've had a more detailed analysis done of our first two victims, and we found traces of chloroform. So we know for sure now that these attacks are connected, and we are building a profile of this perpetrator. We have a description, and we have the composite sketch, thanks to Ruth working with our sketch artist. We're talking to our media department about releasing the sketch to the public. We know he stalks his victims. Ruth has heard his voice, too. We are asking the public to be vigilant."
Scott let go of Ruth's hand. He stood up fast before she could pull him back down.
"You haven't released the sketch yet? Why wouldn't you do that straight away?"
"Well, there's pros and cons. The sketch is good, but it could be a likeness for a lot of people, you know? We release it and we get flooded with calls. Pretty much all of them are going to be false leads, And right now, we don't have the manpower to go chasing 500 guys who look a little like the man in the sketch.
So get more cops on this. Do you even have a suspect yet? Said Scott. Pharaoh looked at Hernandez. She slid her hands into the front pockets of her jeans and stared at him for a second before she turned her attention back to the carpet.
No, we do not have a suspect yet, said Pharaoh.
But he's out there now, said Ruth.
I know he is. And when he makes a mistake, we're going to catch him. We figured out that there was a paramedic call to someone on your block around the time of the attack that night. It was those sirens that spooked him, made him run. Next time, maybe he won't be so lucky.
Next time? You mean you hope he makes a mistake or gets caught when he tries to kill someone else? That's not good enough, said Ruth. Hernandez must have felt she had to come to Pharaoh's defense. She stepped forward and said, We've canvassed the neighborhood. That's how we found out about the ambulance. We've checked security footage and went over every inch of your house and the grounds. There's no trace of the prowler. As soon as she'd spoken that final word, Pharaoh shot her a look.
The prowler? Is that what you call him? Asked Scott. No, that's what some of the papers call him, said Pharaoh.
He didn't tell them that Hernandez and some of the other cops at the precinct now had another name for the perp. They'd started calling him Mr. Blue Eyes. So that's it? Go home, see a psychiatrist, pray he doesn't come back for me, and just try to forget about all this? Is that what you're saying to me? Said Ruth, tears in her eyes.
We'll get this guy, but we have to be realistic. Even if you ID him, identification evidence on its own probably won't be enough to get a conviction beyond all reasonable doubt. That's just the way the law works. I'm sorry. We are doing everything possible to find this man. Look, we are concerned about you, Ruth. You haven't left this room in almost 2 months, and I think you should—
She cut him off. I should what? See a shrink? I don't need a shrink. You think I don't want to go outside? Do you think I don't want to go back to my life, my job? Pharaoh stayed quiet and simply nodded as she spoke. I want this to be over, Detective, she said. The truth is, I'm scared. I'm fucking terrified. He's somewhere out there right now. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? I don't want to be afraid anymore. I want you to catch the man who tried to kill me. That's what I want. That's all I want from you. No amount of counseling or medication is going to ease that fear until he's behind bars.